more USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Former San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro dove into the 2020 presidential race today, becoming the latest Democratic contender for his party's nomination with a speech in his hometown of San Antonio.
Today, we're falling backwards instead of moving forward. And the opportunities that made America the America that we love, those opportunities are reaching fewer and fewer people. And that's why we're all here this morning, because we're going to make sure that the promise of America is available to everyone in this 21st century.
The government shutdown has now reached 22 days, making it the longest closure in U.S. history. This furloughed federal worker says she has a little money saved, but not much.
I've been very anxious. I've got a child support. I've got an elderly mother. And I have enough for maybe a month or two, but it's going to run out pretty soon.
No new negotiations are scheduled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The investigation continues into the shooting deaths of the parents of Jamie Kloss, the 13-year-old girl who escaped an abductor on Friday. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald says the suspect committed the original crime very carefully.
It was a random act by the suspect, but it was a very well-planned-out attack on the Kloss home.
The teen had been missing since early October 15th when Barron County deputies responding to a 911 call found her parents, James and Denise Kloss, shot to death in the family home. 21-year-old Jake Patterson will appear Monday in Barron County Circuit Court, where he'll be charged with kidnapping and two counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland tells CTV Rafa Keenan is a very brave new Canadian.
Rafa wanted Canadians to see that she's arrived at her new home. But she's had a very long and tiring journey.
The Saudi teenager fleeing alleged family abuse arrived in Canada Saturday as an asylum refugee. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he suspended Broward Sheriff Scott Israel for failing to keep families and children safe during last year's school massacre that left 17 people dead.
The neglect of duty and the incompetence that was connected to the massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School has been well documented. And I have no interest in dancing on Scott Israel's political grave. Just suffice it to say that the massacre might never have happened had Broward had better leadership in the sheriff's department.
The governor issued an executive order and said he's appointing retired Coral Springs Police Sergeant Gregory Toney to serve as sheriff. The Florida Senate ultimately makes the decision whether an official is suspended after the governor has given the Senate a notice of suspension. Israel says he wholeheartedly rejects the statements in the governor's executive order as lacking both legal merit and a valid factual basis, and he plans to fight the suspension. Researchers have determined that clutter in our lives can lead to health issues. More from John Clements.
Researcher Robin Zasio, in her book, The Hoarder in You, writes clutter isn't just a housekeeping issue, it's a health issue. She recently told Prevention magazine, every time you walk into your home, that clutter brings you down. There's a sense of not feeling comfortable or emotionally free in your own home. Other researchers report clutter competes for your attention, wearing down your ability to focus. I'm John Clemens.
Missy Elliott is making history as the first female rapper inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.